This program is recorded from an earlier live broadcast.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Martha Barnett, co-host of Away with Words. But first, we're joined by San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones. She's here to bring us an update on developments at City Hall and with Project Marvel. And Mayor Jones, welcome back to The Source.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
And our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment, to call in 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. So, Mayor Jones, developments today. The agenda has been released this morning for the upcoming city council meeting on Thursday, and it looks like we may have some critical votes on the development with the Project Marvel and a downtown home for the Spurs. Explain that to me.
Yeah. So what we've got is, as you may, if you're watching the news, Eric Walsh, our city manager, has been negotiating with the Spurs, and it sounds like there is some agreement on a term sheet that still though needs to come to City Council for a vote. I have been very clear. So there is there's that, right?
But you already lost me because okay. don't. So the term sheet, and that's a non-binding sort of an outline of where we're going with this sort of a nascent agreement between the city of San Antonio and the Spurs?
It is non-binding, but it is constraining. Okay. And any negotiation, you don't make a decision, you don't have to. What are the two most important things in any negotiation? Time and information. We have yet to have an independent economic impact study to help us understand, even just on the arena, much less the entire downtown effort, right? So we still need that. And I think it's also really important that before we vote on anything on the term sheet, that we have a conversation with the voters. Let's be very clear, we haven't had that yet. The Able City Sessions, that was absent the number from the county, that was absent the number from the Spurs, and that was absent the Spurs' initial offer on a community benefits agreement. So I think what we need to do, and I'm thankful that we have the time to do it, I don't think it is appropriate for us to vote, consider any term sheet until we have two things in place. And this is what I've asked my colleagues to vote on, because I understand there's a lot of pressure. Folks want to get this done fast, but I am always weary and leery of folks that want to move fast on something so significant. Two conditions I want before we vote on a term sheet. One, I want City Council to receive an independent economic impact study completed by somebody with no affiliation to the Spurs organization or ownership. I want that study to be as good as what the city of Philadelphia got in terms of its due diligence. And I want that to be very clear about also impact to our general fund. You know, the pot of money that pays for our cops and other and EMS and other senior centers, libraries, everything. Second condition I want every city council person to have at least two in-person, publicly announced engagements with their constituents so that they can hear from the people directly and get their feedback on that completed independent economic impact study and a proposed term sheet. The people deserve to be heard on this. They have not thus far, I think sufficiently, frankly, based on all the emails I get, based on many, many, much outreach from the community. I'm amazed at the number of emails and outreach I get that start with, hey, I didn't vote for you, but I'm with you on this. What's the rush and where's the data? That is the gist of the feedback that I'm getting. So I think those two conditions are, frankly, the bare minimum that our community deserves. Give me some independent data and let's hear from the people. That is all that resolution says. Now, there are other folks, some other colleagues, that are ready to vote on that term sheet. Mind you, we just got that term sheet this morning. That means my colleagues have not had a chance to have a town hall or any type of discussion with their constituents. So why the rush to vote? Let's let people digest this. Let's hear from them. And let's make sure we're all comfortable. I've been very clear from the beginning. I want a deal. I want the Spurs to stay here. I will work very hard to make sure that that is the case. But help me, help us, right? Give me some independent data and give us an opportunity to hear from the people. Because my concern, and I'm already starting to hear it, is similarly, there are folks that also want to and love the Spurs and have season tickets. But the way that this process has been handled has left such a negative taste in their mouth. They feel like this is being shoved down their throats. And they have said, on principle, if nothing changes, they will vote against this in November. That is not where we want to be. We want everybody to feel like they have been heard, that they've been good, been provided impartial data. And that's all that I'm asking for, that my colleagues support this Thursday. And again, we have the time to do that. Let's do it.
So when they vote in November, you're talking about
the county vote. The county vote. That's right.
All right. So it does seem like things are shaping up on the dais that you have this idea that you want to take pause, you want to have a thorough, thoughtful move forward on what we're doing with the Spurs, and you have, but there are a number of council members who want to move more quickly, and that if they have the votes, that they're going to do that. Is that possible?
Well, and so what you just described, my approach to this, which I think is, again, what a public servant should be doing when you're talking about public resources. You know, this morning I went to the opening day of pre-K for SA on the far west side. And I went to that one specifically because that is right down the street from John Jay High School. And I know that community. I know those kids. And I know the types of working families that will suffer if we don't get this right. So this is a generational investment. Let's do what the people have asked us to do, which is make sure we get a good deal. I want to work toward that. But if we don't have any independent economic information, and that's my concern, is if the data is good, right? If the data is good, then it corroborates what's already been shared. And we'll be in a great spot. But if it is different, if that independent economic assessment is different than what we've been provided thus far, then we owe the people that conversation. I will also say, and the city manager mentioned it at the last meeting, that there's additional information analysis coming on the convention center, on the Alamo Dome, and some of the other things downtown. So we have been provided that. Those documents, that analysis is on par with the rigor that the CSL company did for the Philadelphia Arena. So if we were able to get it for those projects, why couldn't we get that for the Spurs Arena? Why couldn't we get that? And so, you know, right now we're trying to run down, did we add, and I, again, CSL, in order to kind of do that kind of analysis, would have needed some information from the Spurs to do that. Again, that was the former mayor's job, former city council's job. I'm not sure, though. What we are trying to nail down now, there's just a real discrepancy between the information we have on the other projects downtown and what we have on the arena. But look, if that stadium is $1.3 billion, and it sounds like that's the number that the Spurs have settled on, then the city's on the hook for $489 million. Let's do our doggone due diligence.
Right. We're going to take a break here. It's a one-minute break. Our phone lines are open, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The Source continues with Mayor Jones here in the studio talking about what's going on at City Hall and with this Project Marvel. The Source will be back after this. Stay with us. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones. We're getting the latest on the developments with Project Marvel, working with a city council. This term sheet was released this morning. We're learning more about that. But let me get back to the question that I asked you earlier.
Yep.
You have there, it does seem like there are 7 city council members who may be in favor of moving forward.
I'm not sure where you get that number.
It's been reported.
No. So there's 2 things, right?
Okay.
In terms of nobody has said that they do not want an independent economic analysis. Nobody has said that. Nobody has also said that they wouldn't welcome the opportunity to go engage with their constituents and get feedback not only on the term sheet and on the independent economic study. So that's all that resolution says.
But they're also moving forward. They've instructed City Manager Eric Walsh to move forward with negotiations continuing, even though there's no independent study.
So continuing the negotiations is different than voting on the term sheet.
Yes.
Right. And I shared, you know, I think you can do, you can in parallel get the economic impact study and work to get some more information from the Spurs. Like, oh, by the way, how are you going to guarantee some of those developments? Right. Like some of those very kind of basic things. So though voting on the term sheet, though, right, it does constrain us. It does constrain us. So why not, again, take the time, go hear from voters and have the benefit. I mean, it's kind of like you're going to the test in terms of what are your answers on the term sheet. Well, have the benefit of the answers. Some of those answers are going to be in the economic impact study. Can we afford this? Right. One of the things that struck me when I looked at the analysis that they did for Philadelphia is a difference. Some of the things that they looked at, Philadelphia has many more corporations than we do. Right. They've got many more people making over 150K. So there we really have to, I think, especially right now, understand the economic viability of the project in light of our economic circumstances and where the economy is going. Let's also go back to the fundamental point. Nothing is driving August 21st. That's an arbitrary deadline. It's arbitrary. So what should not be arbitrary, though, is this community understanding that they deserve an independent economic impact study.
There was an op-ed in Express News over the weekend written by former Mayor Ron Nirenberg and former County Judge Nelson Wolf, basically saying we needed to move forward on this. This was an opportunity that we didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
Don't want to lose the Spurs. What's your reaction, first off, to the fact that they did this op-ed and the contents?
Yeah, well, let me just say, I will always be thankful for those that exercise their First Amendment rights. But, you know, let's be clear about the reason we are in the situation we are currently in. If the previous mayor and the previous city council had asked for better due diligence and had given city manager Eric Walsh better direction in terms of the data that was needed to make this decision, then we wouldn't be in the situation we are now. So I can certainly appreciate the former mayor's thoughts now, but I would have appreciated his due diligence previously.
So when you say the situation we're in now, which
we're being rushed into this and we don't have the data needed to make the decision. We do not have. They've been working on this for 3 years. The city staff has been working on this for 3 years. And we still do not have an independent economic impact study on the arena.
And it's also the situation we're in now, basically, we have a, you know, the Spurs, the Frost Center.
Mm. Well, tell us about how that deal went. You were here. Rushed, wasn't it?
It was a deal, I gotta tell you.
I didn't hear you say it was a good deal.
Yeah, and so we ended up with the Frost Center, the AT&T Center, you know, at the time, and on the city's east side at the grounds of the Joe Freeman Coliseum. And today, I think most people would tell you that they will agree that promises were made and promises were broken, and that that location did not serve the city well and didn't serve the Spurs well. And it was a lost opportunity because they could have put that facility someplace else, maybe downtown, and maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. So are there lessons to be learned from having cited that Spurs arena where it is now?
Well, you know, and again, I'm not going to, I wasn't privy to those conversations. Oh, let me also just say, you know, when you talk about that op-ed, you know, Nelson Wolf has been, you know, pretty vocal about what the Spurs didn't provide over 20 years when part of that time during which he was the judge. I'm surprised, again, that we are only hearing some of that several years after he's left office. Right. So there's that. I think what's important that I think you're right. We do need to learn some make sure that we are learning from, you know, mistakes of the past and apply those moving forward. Because, again, we as a community do not have endless resources. We have great needs in our community, which is why I, again, want a good deal. I want a deal. I want a good deal. And I think time and due diligence help us get there.
So, but do you think that this, the city council will find consensus, or will this be a fight between there's a wing of city council that wants to move forward and a wing of city council that wants to hang back, which, you know, which you would be leading by? Could enough city council members come together and saying we're not going to wait for Mayor Jones, we're going to move forward and just basically push forward?
Well, there are going to be two resolutions that are considered on Thursday, and they are incompatible. One resolution that is put forward is, hey, let's vote on the term sheet that we just got this week, absent public input, absent an independent economic study. Let's vote on that on Thursday. That's one resolution that folks want to consider. Again, that's very different than my resolution. My resolution says, let's wait until we have an economic impact study, as with the details that I mentioned, and let's make sure we hear from our people on this. Then we provide feedback on a term sheet, because then we'll have the most information and we have the time to do those things.
So the term sheet that's came out today, listed on Thursday's agenda, mm-hmm. includes total cost approximately $1.6 billion, open by 2032-2033 NBA season. The Spurs.
1.6 is interesting because the other number that I heard just last week was 1.3. And so
1.3, that's what it says. Did I say 1.6?
You said 1.6.
I'm sorry. I'm looking.
Okay.
My mouth does things.
Well, things are changing here very quickly.
Sorry about that.
So
my apologies.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest with you.
$1.3 billion. Mm. Spurs contribution at least $500 million. The city of San Antonio's contribution $489 million. Mm. So if this gets voted on Thursday, does this become the term sheet?
That's right. Wouldn't it by look, and to your point of, hey, could the city council do this? People of San Antonio that are listening, make sure your city council person knows where you are on this issue. If you want some more information, you call their office today. That's one. Two, show up to public comment. Make your voice heard. You will be able to speak on Thursday. This is a generational investment. It should not be shoved down our throats, but I need you to speak up. I need you to make sure your city council person knows where you are on this issue, and that one, you deserve an independent economic impact study, and you want to provide a feedback on it and on the term sheet. This is basic stuff. This would not be happening in any other major city. This is ridiculous.
So also, there was you on Friday, the committee assignments came out for the San Antonio City Council. There's some speculation that you may have skipped over critics who are on council, you know, Councilmember White, Aldarete, Castillo. They didn't get council chairmanship positions. They have been vocal in pushing back against the way that you wanted to reprocess how things got to the agenda. So any truth to the fact that you may have used your authority as the mayor in making those council assignments on these committees, that this was a way for you to express your displeasure with those members?
I have full confidence in the people that I have appointed to chairmanships.
And so you're saying you don't have confidence in those council members?
I'm saying I think I have selected the best people to lead those committees. And so I am very excited. I think what's also important is if folks take the time actually to go look at the charges that I gave some of those. Charge I gave everybody, all council committees, as well as some of the individual ones. So let me highlight some of that. One, I said very clearly, we need to all committees, regardless of what your actual function is, all committees are charged with thinking about their work in the context of doing two things. Let's reduce poverty. How do we reduce poverty? And how do we make ourselves economically strong as possible? We need to do both of those things. And so it's about addressing immediate needs, but I also gave them a very specific time frame. Think also about your decisions in the next context of next 5 to 7 years. right? I also gave them, I also set up a new council committee on education. This, when we look at our challenges as a community, whether it's poverty, whether it's about relative productivity, it all stems back to educational attainment. And so that's why I established that committee and have them really focused on looking at how we can be supportive to increase educational attainment in our community. Let's focus on those areas where you have lower pre-K enrollment. Let's focus on those areas where you have lower high school education attainment, right? And let's be thinking about those also in the context of other things that we know that can we be helpful. What helps education? Affordable housing. What helps education? Access to good quality health care. What's the number one reason why kids miss school in San Antonio? Asthma. Right? Asthma. So let's be thinking about what we can do to help ourselves as in light of what's happening at the federal level. They're rolling back some of these key protections on exactly that, air quality. So what can we do locally to ensure that our kids are set up for success? So I'm excited about that one. I also gave some very specific charges to the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. I want them to be focused on the South Texas Parkway. That is critical. That's a critical piece of infrastructure. I also want them to focus on infrastructure that helps us be competitive to attract more advanced manufacturing to our community. That, I think, is the recipe for success. So I'm excited about those charges as well. On the Public Safety Committee, I named Council Person Sukkor to that. I asked her to set up two subcommittees, one on interpersonal violence. We unfortunately have the highest rate of domestic violence of any large city here in Texas, so we need to address that. And I think, as we all know, in times where it's economically difficult, you actually see even more domestic violence, unfortunately, which is why I want attention there. I also want a council, a subcommittee that is focused specifically on the unique public safety considerations faced by our seniors, right? Whether it be financial fraud or even physical abuse. So again, look, I'm focused on the work. I'm focused on the people, not the petty. But I'm also wanting to make sure that we are being thoughtful. We are being thoughtful. We're being good stewards of the people's time and resources. And that's why I'm so adamant about this, making sure the term sheet are appropriately reviewed in time. Because, you know, it's interesting, when some of the folks that are pushing for, hey, let's vote on this on Thursday, those are the same folks on that CCR process that were like, oh, it's lacking transparency, it's removing democracy, or like whatever they were saying. You know what does that? Actually shoving things down people's throats when you haven't given an opportunity for them to review it, you don't have any independent economic analysis, and you haven't heard from them on it, right? Those are the things that actually weaken our community. I would also argue those folks that will hem and haw saying we need more money for this and more money for that. Well, that's exactly why we need an economic impact study to understand how our community can benefit the most from this generational investment. That's why I want revenue sharing. That's not going into my 401k.
There's no revenue sharing in the term sheet that will be voted on Thursday.
Well, that's why I'm saying don't vote on that. I don't think it's appropriate. I think we need to get some feedback from folks. We need to hear people because, again, maybe that's not the version of the term sheet that we want to send forward.
So will that vote happen or will you try and get it tabled?
There are two resolutions that are being considered on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so one of them is this term sheet.
That's correct. And I'm saying so.
Let's table it or we're going to vote on it.
So my resolution says, I don't want to vote. I don't think the city council should vote on any term sheet until we have the economic impact study and until we council members have the opportunity to go engage with their constituents to get feedback on the study and on the proposed term sheet.
All right. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks.
Giving us this update on these developments. They're happening pretty quickly.
Needlessly.
We're keeping people informed.
That should always give people pause, right? Why are they pushing this on us so hard and so fast?
Yeah. Okay.
Because you know what I need people focused on? Budget. We're in budget session right now. I need them focused on that.
All right. The Source continues with Martha Barnett after this break. Stay with us.